Macmillan Audio presents How Maya Got Fierce, written by Sona Cherrapatra, read for you by Sunila Nankani. One. There's something about a California sky that might just make you stay. Maybe it's in the hues, all pinks, blues, and purples, with the occasional rage of orange streaking through like a flame. Maybe it's the way the afternoon sun dips to meet the moon, impatient and petulant, like star-crossed lovers fated to never quite connect. Or maybe it's that occasional waft of jasmine, demure and seductive, beckoning with long, nimble fingers. That is, if you can smell it at all over the stench of garlic. Because that's all I can smell, 98% of the time. Garlic on my skin, garlic on my clothes, garlic in my hair. Living in the heart of Gilroy, the garlic capital of the world, I can't just wash it right out. It is there. Ever present. Tragically, perhaps, forever. It's not that I don't like garlic. I mean, I'm brown, Indian, Punjabi specifically. We put garlic in everything, except for our chai. Also, my parents are pretty much the king and queen of garlic, literally, at least in Gilroy, where most of the commercial production and distribution happens these days. Our home sits at the edge of about 20 acres, garlic plants as far as the eye can see, endless fields of lush green garlic, ripe for the picking. Well, almost ripe. Harvest will be mostly the end of July through August, but there's a lot to be done before then. This year, for the first time in my life, I won't be here for it. Is it weird that I miss it already? The scent still lingers in the oven-baked June air, the gray faux leather of my mom's 98 Toyota Camry, and even in my hair, though I washed it twice this morning with the strawberry shampoo my best friend Cherry ordered me from Ulta, which I forgot to pack in my mad dash out the door. But there's no time to worry about that now, because I'm decidedly late and Mom is ridiculously slow. She insists on driving. She doesn't trust me, even though I've been running the tractor since I was 10. So a 40-minute car ride will take 60, which is fine because I've got work to do. I have to capture this moment, the one when I leave the only world I've ever known behind. A car selfie won't cut it. I stretch out through the sunroof, elbows propped on the edge as I try to get the perfect sunset shot with my phone. I can still see Cherry in front of the house, waving. I slide back down into my sticky seat and examine my handiwork. Not bad. There's something about a California sunset that might just make you stay. Too Insta-poet. Fire in the sky? Time to say goodbye. Cherry would laugh at that one. Gonna miss that blazing Cali sky. East Coast bound, baby. Too humble, braggy. Maybe another angle? I leap up through the sunroof again, my mom tugging at my jumpsuit, trying to pull me back down to earth. But there's no stopping me now, not when I'm so close. The raging fires in the hills have finally given way to a controlled burn. But the sky is definitely putting on a show today, as it should be. After all, this is the moment I make my great escape from Gilroy and garlic and Guerras. The moment when Maya Guerra, California farm girl, books it from here all the way cross country to the city that never sleeps, the place dreams are made of. My dreams, at least. In New York. And for once, it's not just me making up stories. This is real. The moment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?